Washington, D.C. has had rent control for 4 years now. That, coupled with increasing operating costs, has forced owners of apartment buildings to sell, usually to developers who convert the buildings into condominiums. Condominiums that can cost from $25,000 to $200,000 per unit. But some developers' plans are being frustrated by renters who organize into associations and attempt to buy the buildings themselves.
I've lived in one, two, three, four, five different places in the last 4 years. And it's getting kind of ridiculous.
That man lives here in Washington. At least he's trying to. His situation is not so unusual. Many apartment renters have been forced to move in the past couple of years because their buildings are being converted. The D.C. government approved the conversion of 10,500 rental units last year alone, and that's 15 times the number approved the previous year.
Well, the big news for this evening, really, is the anniversary of the fact that we are still keeping our homes. We are still in McLean Gardens. If you recall, 1 year ago, March 9th, we were served with eviction notices. And I think shortly after that time, actually, it was WETA was out to interview us, and we swore to them that we would still be in our apartments 1 year from that date, and here we are.
McLean Gardens is an apartment development in Northwest Washington that was built to last. Constructed for government use in 1948, the 31 red brick buildings are bordered on one side by a shopping area and on the other side by a national park.
Well, it's like living in your own little community and village, and it's just always been a charming and delightful area, and it just seems unfortunate that this had to come up because people were anxious. We'd have stayed on forever and ever.
The residents still living in McLean Gardens, about 320 in all, are there because they are trying to buy the development and convert the units at a lower cost than what a developer would be offering them. The conversion of apartment buildings into condominiums is happening in cities all over the country, but the idea of a tenants' association purchasing a building is something most popular here in Washington. Phil Mendelson is the secretary of the McLean Gardens Residents Association.
One of the problems with the housing situation in the district is that a lot of people are faced with displacement, and the vacancy rate is incredibly low. There is no place to move. And at the same time that they're being forced to move to God knows where, they're replaced by higher income people. So, I mean, you not only have you gotten rid of low to moderate income people, but you also have inflicted a tremendous hardship on them, because where do they go?
That's the dilemma for tenants. The dilemma for landlords is whether they're making enough money to stay in business. Landlords in Washington who are deciding they are not blame the D.C. rent control law. McLean Gardens is owned by CBI Fairmac. A spokesman for that company would not agree to a taped interview, but he did say his company was selling because it was making only a 2% profit when the development was fully occupied. Only 165 of the 700 units are now occupied. Although the spokesman said by selling, the company will just about break even, other landlords can make up to 20% profit by selling to developers. There are two contracts out on McLean Gardens, both for $25 million, one held by the Residents Association, the other by Dwight Mize, a developer from California. And like most investors moving into the Washington housing market, Mize has no interest in becoming a landlord. He can make $5 million by converting McLean Gardens into condominiums. A two-bedroom apartment now renting for about $290 a month would go for about $70,000 as a condominium. And Mize says maintaining the gardens as apartments simply wouldn't be worth it. Mize and the Residents Association are involved in a legal battle over who has first rights to buy McLean Gardens. A city law gives tenants the first opportunity to purchase their buildings. Mize says that's unconstitutional. An out-of-court settlement between the two sides seems likely, with the association essentially buying Mize off. But with or without that added legal problem, it is a lengthy process for an association to buy a building. Few have succeeded. Lenders and developers say tenants are naive about the intricacies of renovating and financing buildings. One lending institution in Washington has been approached by 42 tenants groups in the past 2 years. Only three actually have bought their buildings, one-third has dropped out, and the rest are still considering. What usually prevents an association from going through with a purchase is that the tenants can't agree on how to do it. Jack Casella, chairman of the McLean Gardens Group.
Let's say that's an inherent problem with any tenant group that's trying to purchase its own homes, is its own internal disputes. Here we're dealing with 165 different families, all with personal interests as well as common interests. And it's a juggling act to keep everyone on track towards a common goal when you've got personal interests involved.
The dispute at McLean Gardens and at other buildings is usually over whether the apartments should be converted into condominiums or cooperatives. Buying a condominium apartment is just like buying a house. You own a piece of property. But in a co-op, you buy shares in a corporation. You don't own the unit itself. And generally, condominiums become more valuable more quickly than co-ops. After a long debate at the Gardens, it was finally decided that two-thirds of the development would be sold as condominium units, one-third as co-ops, and the co-ops will have controls on their resale value, so they will always be affordable to low- and moderate-income persons. The condominiums at McLean Gardens probably will be sold at market value. The co-ops will be a minimum of $36,000. Assuming the Residents Association wins its court case against developer Dwight Mize, or if there's an out-of-court settlement, financing for the development is set in place, most of it coming from a savings and loan institution. This is not the association's first attempt to preserve the development. It also tried to buy the gardens to keep it as an apartment development, but nobody wanted to finance that. Converting it into condominiums and cooperatives became the only way for the association to go. It's becoming more and more difficult to live in Washington if you want to rent a moderately priced apartment. This may be an exaggeration of the situation, but a representative of a landlords association said a few weeks ago that apartments in Washington are going the way of dinosaurs, extinct.